Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Transform Your Life. Mein Name ist Luca Finn Wohlfahrt und ich möchte dir dabei helfen, dein Leben zu transformieren. In diesem Podcast rede ich über das Thema Transsein und die Reise zu deiner wahren Identität. In der heutigen Folge habe ich Jalen als Gast bei mir im Podcast. Er teilt mit euch ganz viele persönliche Erfahrungen, vor allen Dingen mit Rassismus. Und für mich war das Gespräch unglaublich erhellend. Es gab viele Aha-Momente und ich wünsche mir auch, dass es für euch ebenso ist. Ich wünsche euch viel Spaß beim Zuhören. Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge von Transform Your Life. Heute habe ich einen Gast bei mir und ich freue mich sehr, ihn begrüßen zu dürfen. Jalen, hallo.
Hallo, ja, ich bin Jalen, ja, er hat gesagt das. Ich komme aus Texas und ich studiere hier in für meinen Master hier in der Deutschen Sporthochschule. Ich bin hier in Deutschland vor 2 Jahren. Ich war in Augsburg, bevor ich hierhin komme. Und meine Pronomen ist er und ihn. Und ich bin 23 Jahre alt. Und danke für die Einladung.
Ja, sehr gerne. Also ich freue mich sehr, dass du da bist und vielen Dank für deine Vorstellung. Ja, was hat dich nach Köln gebracht? Warum hast du dich für Köln entschieden?
Köln, ich finde, Köln ist, ich war in Augsburg für 1 Jahren und für 2 Auslandssemester. Ich finde meine Zeit in Augsburg ganz, ganz nett. Ehrlich gesagt, ich muss sagen, meine Zeit in Augsburg war meine besten Zeit in meinem Leben. Ich finde das so. Aber Köln ist mehr Spaß als Augsburg, ja. Aber ich war in Augsburg für 2 Auslandssemester. Dann ich hatte die Leute. I had the desire to continue staying in Germany and decided to pursue my master's once I finished my bachelor's in Augsburg, and it's been a good time so far here in Cologne, here in Köln, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Why was Augsburg the best time of your life?
Well, Augsburg, to be fair, to be honest, Augsburg is probably the best time because I met a lot of new people, a lot of great people. Probably the pinpoint fact was having my first long-term boyfriend in Augsburg, and it was three maybe 4 months. For me, that was the longest relationship I've had, still have had so far, and probably one of the best moments the best times I've experienced. And also met plenty of cool people, and it was also what led to me deciding to extend my stay here in Germany.
How was it for you to be in a relationship in Germany and walking around in the city in Augsburg? How did it feel like?
Well, he lived in Munich, so we were more often in Munich than Augsburg, but we were also walked around in Augsburg. He noticed the stairs a lot more than I did, now that I realized it. For me, I never really noticed the stairs. I mean, I'm also African-American, so I guess I'm just used to being stared at. So I just don't notice them anymore. That's one of the things. He noticed the stairs a bit more. But other than that, it felt perfectly fine, perfectly safe. No one outwardly insulted us, at least from what I remember. Mm-hmm. And so I found it fine. Coming from Texas, I would say if I felt much more safer there than I would have if I was with him in Texas.
Why?
Oh, homophobia is so prevalent in Texas, especially in the homophobia is very prevalent in Texas. It's one of the it's become more and more prevalent these last few years. Sadly, I've seen the governor of my state go as far as well, now it's this transphobia now, but I've seen the governor of my state go as far to demand the firing of all trans teachers in Texas. I thought that movement died 40 years ago when in the 70s when they were complaining when they were doing that, but now it's come a bit back. What I've noticed, especially in Texas, since the legalization of gay marriage, well, especially in southern states, since the legalization of gay marriage in 2015, a lot of southern states have decided, oh, we're no longer attacking gay people or bisexual people now. Let's attack the most vulnerable of the group, and those are trans people, sadly. That's yes, yeah, so that was a that did not answer your question, I think. Or did I answer your question?
It did.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about it
Right.
because we are not we don't learn something about America and their gay rights or
Yeah.
something,
So
so.
yeah, to be a trans person, especially in the United in Texas and the United States, I from my understanding, is quite horrible. The most targeted and disappeared group of people in the United States are trans people, sadly, right after Native Americans.
Wow, okay. Yeah, that's really sad to hear
Yeah,
because
that's
yeah, sure.
something we need to work on, and especially, I mean, it's gotten better now since a lot of people, I guess, I hate to say because of a TV show, but Pose, and if you've heard,
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
it's gotten better because a lot of people have started to see and become like, it's gotten better because of that show, but it's still getting worse in a good portion of the southern states. They refuse to acknowledge that times are changing.
And in Germany, you said you see the difference. What kind of difference? What is better, maybe? What is worse here?
I would say, in terms of racism, I would say, in terms of anything regarding race in Germany, I find it much more better. Germans, it's a fool's errand to say the Germans are not Germans are not don't it's fool's errand to say there are not plenty of racists in Germany. There are plenty of racists in Germany. I've never ex well, actually, I have, but. There are one of the things I have noticed is racism here is a bit more subtle in comparison in the US. Racism in the United States is actually protected by the First Amendment. So, I mean, it's not actually protected. No Supreme Court or court has ever ruled you have a right to be racist, but it's considered a freedom of speech thing. So racism is a bit more protected in the United States than it is here in Germany by far. It's one of the things I've noticed. So Germans tend to be a bit more subtle with their racism. Usually, probably one of the key examples I always hear and see is, say, someone sits in the say an old on a white person comes in the public transport, and usually old woman usually I offer up my seat, not offer up my seat, but I like move my back to give them a seat to free to sit down. They move over to the white person comes. Or they move to the next white person they see, or next usually the next white male they see. That's one of the things I do notice. I mean, it's that one's a bit more subtle. To be fair, that could just come from a fear of men. So I don't know if that's necessarily always a racial thing, but it's one thing a lot of people of color living in Europe beyond just Germany have noticed. Like we tend to have free seating space quite often on public transport next to us. But not always true. I mean, this is Cologne now. It gets fully packed quite often. But it's probably one of the things an extra thing I've always noticed is maybe the preferences in the queer community, especially a lot of people try in my mind to use race, try to use preferences as a disguise for their racism. I've heard it quite often. I mean, it's just the same. That's one of the things I did notice, actually. I think it's a global gay thing, sadly. There's pr people are hiding preferences, are hiding their racism behind preferences. In the US, a lot of, if you go on Grindr or Tinder or whatever, a lot of people in the US, a lot of gays or bis or whatever, they would put more openly on their profiles, oh, I'm only into Latino men, I'm only into white men, I'm only into Asians, or I'm not into Asians. That's one of the things I've seen one of the things I've noticed quite a lot in the US. A lot of people on Grindr or Tinder will put in their openly on their profiles, not into Asians. are not into black people, are not into Latinos, are only into white people, and or put only into black people. Usually, and I always find that quite problematic. You shouldn't be, in my mind, you shouldn't be only into one group of color of people there. Why limit yourself, in my mind? But that's one of the things I've noticed. In Germany, I would say it's quite clear to me that that the main preference in the gay community, in the queer community, is white. Even my well, yeah, that's one of the main preferences I've noticed. I have friends who've lived here who are from, well, people of color. They've lived here for 20 or 30 years, and like, yes, it's still the same. Still feels exactly the same as it was 30 years ago. Now it's a bit more open, of course. I mean, now it's 30 years ago, it's probably was a bit more racist than it was now. But a lot of people still use preference as a form of to hide preference to hide their racism. They say things. Personally, I've heard people give statements as such as, "Well, I'm not into black men because black men's dicks are too big," and which I always found funny. And it's like, you've made this statement because why? Because you've had either one sexual experience or you watched one porn and you assumed all black people are just like that. That's one of the things I've noticed. I've heard people say, "Well, I'm not into Asians because Asian men are very feminine or effeminate." One of the things in comparison coming from Augsburg to Cologne, I have noticed is Cologne people don't really put that openly on their profile. I haven't seen that. Augsburg, I saw it quite often. Which was always shocking, that Augsburg was a city of like 30,000 students. I mean, it had about the Uni Augsburg had about 30 or so thousand students there, so it was a bit surprising to see that. But I would see that people, oh, I'm not into blacks, not into Asians, not into Indians. Always find that weird. That's things I want. The stereotypes in the gay community are some is to answer the question fully. The stereotypes that are put onto people of color in the U.S. are still the exact same stereotypes I see here. If to be frank, I've also heard Germans use the excuse of, "Well, I only want to date people who are like identifying with my culture," and then you ask them like. Usually they just mean white Germans. Because if I identify with your culture, mine is German culture is not just white Germans. So like, but if you look at their dating history, they're just identifying with the white culture of the, they're just identi they just want to identify with the white culture side of the Germ of Germany. In my view, one of the things I've quite noticed. Yeah, this it's. I mean, of course, it's I've enjoyed my time here in Cologne. I mean, I've had my fun, met many very nice people, went on plenty of dates. But it's one thing I've noticed when I do like meet new people, I have to like either I've noticed when I do inform people of like of what I've seen or how I think the gay community here in Cologne kind of is, or here in North Rhine-Westphalia kind of, or here in Germany, or at least in North Rhine-Westphalia kind of is. It seems as if they're a bit annoyed at the fact that I'm being so honest about how I think and how I see, not just how I see, how most queer people of color in Cologne see it as well. Very white focused, very white centric. That's one of the things I've noticed as well. When I look at most bad reviews for a gay bar here in Cologne, it has nothing to do with the bar having shitty service. It's mainly due to the fact that the bar has decided to implement face control for the night. Usually, face control is just another word for race control in my mind. And I've seen that quite often. You go to the door, and I experienced it was on Carnival actually. It was in Carnival. I was going to the I was just waiting in line, and then I went next, and then the what do you say? The bouncer, the secu at the door was. Bouncer at the door said, "Oh, salam alaikum," and I guess he either assumed I was Muslim just because of my skin color. He said salam alaikum, and then it was and then I didn't respond to it because I didn't like didn't I mean of course I know how what to say, but I just didn't respond. He pulled me to the side and he said it in English. It was like, "Don't bother any women, don't touch anyone," and it was like, if you're gonna say don't wait don't yeah, he said, "Don't bother anyone, don't touch any women." And for me, I was like, if you're going to say this thing, you could say this to every single person who comes in line after me. Because he didn't say it to the four or five white gays who came in front of me. He exclusively said it to me. which I found probably that was probably for me has been the most racist experience I've had in Germany, which is I'm also thankful that coming from the United States I've experienced much more. So, but that's the most racist experience I've had so far, and I've also had times where, I'm out in the night and then I hit on a guy and then. It's very rare, but it has happened maybe once or twice. The guy would say, "Well, I'm sorry, I'm just not into black men," and then something. Then it's not like the guy is like 30 with these entrenched views, same age as me. And I'm always like surprised, like you're the same. We're both young, and we both. I would have thought you'd have grown up and been a bit more, not a bit more open regarding. And of course, it's not me saying, "Oh, he has to be attracted to me just because of who I am." But to exclusively say you're not attracted to someone just because of their skin color is something that's becomes hurtful to us, of course, because it's not something we control. We can't control our skin color. It's something I always found weird that that's an actual preference. But it also comes from the fact, in my mind, that usually comes from the fact of how movies and how the media portrays people of color. How the media portrays even white people as well. I've seen it quite often. I've seen. In my view, I've seen, what is it, billboards here in Germany. Well, I've seen billboards here in Germany that, in my mind, kind of enforce this idea that white is prettier for some reason. I've seen it quite often. Like, one billboard I saw was there was a woman in the middle, and there were a bunch of men. It was a bunch of men all around her in a circle, and the only men with their hands on her were white, and all the men who were on the outside. On the outside of the circle were black or Asian or Indian or whatever. That's one of the things I have noticed that it sends off like a form of subliminal messages because everyone in that picture was beautiful, but only the white beautiful men were the one touching the white woman. So, I mean, it's not necessarily that that sign had that intent of doing that, but unconsciously it does send a message. And maybe unconsciously that man who took the person who took that picture was thinking that as well without realizing it. But yeah, that's one of the things I have noticed that racial preference is still a big thing. It's just the same in the United States, just the same in I think in most of the gay community around the world. I mean, my understanding if a white gay was to go to Korea, it'd be the exact same thing. The Koreans would say, "Sorry, I'm only interested in people in my culture," sadly. And yeah, that's one of the things I always find that weird. The racial preferences. And the form of exclusivity we've established within our community. And also as well, you see is I one of the things I see as well that usually when I see gay friend groups usually people of the same race. And especially here in Germany, usually same race people. Like the friend groups are usually not that diverse from what I'm seeing. At least amongst the queer friend groups I've seen, what I mean is like queer people who are friends with other queer people. Usually, the other queer friends are just white, and that's the thing I've noticed. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing, Chris, especially your experience. And I have many things on my mind now, but I think the most precious thing about it is that us, like we white people, we don't really, like you said, it's unconscious. I never notice it. I do notice that there is racism because I have so many friends of POC or coming from different cultures, different countries, and especially when you go into a club, there's always like, you two drunk, and he was like, I didn't drunk at all. So, but no, not you, not today. So there is no reason, but he has like a full beard. He looks Turkish or he looks Greek, something like that.
Yeah, that's one of the things as well I would say. Oh yeah, I've noticed that as well. I think this is more than a racial thing, but the being a black person in the gay community, like I think we discussed this before, you're either all the way masculine or all the way feminine, and if you try to be in the middle, then you're either unattractive to most people, or if you go out in public, they don't the gay bars or to the gay bars or whatever, they just don't know what to do with you. So it seems as if like I've seen a lot of people of color like in my here in Germany especially in my view put on performances in order just to be accepted, like go on Grindr, see a lot of black men, a lot of black men put BBC here as if they're selling something. I mean they may be, but it's as if they're just trying to market the only attribute that white gays think that we have is just the BBC, sadly. I've seen that quite often, like, especially on the apps. They'll have the BBC here for you, or Turkish men. There's a lot of Turkish men's feed into the stereotypes that a lot of gay whites have around Turkish men. I mean, it's unconsciously I hear a lot from my white gay friends saying things is, oh, Turkish men give the best sex always. So, like, is this always true? I mean, it's of course. It doesn't necessarily mean it's racist when someone says it like that, but it feeds into racist stereotypes, in my view, when people make statements like that, when they attribute a race to certain actions. So, even if it's a good, I mean, being good at sex, fine, that's nice. But when you attribute a race to certain actions, I always find that weird, in my opinion. And like it's also just a bit dehumanizing as well. Of course, we want to have fun, but that's not exclusively what our races are. What makes sense? Of course, we want to have fun, but that's not exclusively what a race's attribute should be about. It's just how good they are at sex. And I've seen a lot of Turkish men deduce to that, and a lot of black men deduce to that. And I've seen a lot of Asian men to deduce to just like not even being considered sexually by a lot of gay white men here in Germany.
Yeah, I just need to stop time to think about it. Okay, don't know. I always try to still focus on the good sides of life. So, do you have like any experience that you loved here in Germany or well, what was empowering, yeah, for you?
Empowering as a queer person or as just in general.
Like, whatever. Maybe queer would be nice for the queer community, but I don't
I
know.
mean, besides having I would say the relationship I have with my ex-boyfriend in Augsburg and or in well, he was from Munich, but in Bavaria, that was probably about it, I would say. I mean, in terms of the queer community, I would say that's about it. And also, as well, one of my best friends here, he's from Poland, but he's lived here in Germany all of his life as well. Me and he was the first date I had in Cologne, but now he's my best friend. So I guess that's it. And I guess that's probably one of the most powerful things, being able to make a close connection with him, and he's fully understanding of the issues we just discussed as well, which is nice. Because one of his best friends, or most of a good portion of his friends, are people of color from Haiti or from Ghana or from Cameroon. So he's understanding, and they're also all understanding. And of course, they've experienced almost exact same thing as me, it feels like. So that was probably being able to find a community. Being able to find a community, probably, I would say. Because I would also highlight, say, even though what I'm saying doesn't necessarily mean I hate living here in Cologne or I necessarily hate the gay community here in Cologne, I just hate the exclusionary practices the gay community has. And doesn't necessarily mean that there's exclusion always, of course. They can't always exclude. I mean, if you keep excluding people, you may end up getting sued or shut down by the government if you're a gay bar or whatever. So it's not always exclusion I've seen, but I've seen what is not always physical exclusion, but the social exclusion. That's one of the things I've noticed in the queer community here, and it's sometimes based on race, sadly. Not always true, of course, but one of the things I have noticed.
I would say it's exclusively also in terms of gender identity. So I can feel a lot what you're telling. Yeah, just not because of race, obviously, but because of gender identity. Yeah, what's your wish for the future? I don't know. Do you have anything, an idea?
For mines or for here for my future here in Germany or German queer community?
Maybe in general, like, I don't know, how do we do better?
Might be one way to be one of the a good portion of one of the key ways to be better as a queer community, of course, is to be ex more accepting of people of color when we discuss these issues. Not just necessarily in, oh, I hear you, I see you, I don't know how you feel, I can't understand what you go through, blah blah blah. Those are good statements, sure, but they're also at times very patronizing. It's one of the things we tend to always notice when we start talking about anything to do with race. Immediately, at least here in Germany, I've noticed Germans tend to go immediately to, oh, I don't I don't understand how what you're going through, what you go through every day, but I do get what you mean, understand what you mean. It just comes off patronizing sometimes, in my view. Not always the case. But one of the things to be more that maybe when people are a bit less patronizing, but that's a whole different. But to answer your question fully, I would say maybe if people, especially in the queer community, were a bit more accepting of the fact that they may have a bit of racism in them, especially in a lot of good portions of our queer community. Unconscious racism doesn't necessarily mean they're horrible people. It just means that they have a lot to work on. And I'm also not saying someone has to immediately start dating what's against their type, but I think one of the things the gay community, especially here in Germany and Cologne, and in Europe as a whole, and to be fair, globally, I guess, especially in the US as well, one thing the gay community has to start recognizing is the fact that there's a difference between having a type and excluding people. If that makes sense. Like, you can date people based on their physical characteristics. Yes, fine. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Everyone does that. But it's different when you're dating people solely based on the color of their skin and what passport they may have as well. That's one of the things I wish for the gay community to eventually get rid of. I think we will. It's going to be slow, of course. Racism has something that's deeply ingrained in European culture, sadly. Even though Germany has made many strides, Germany still suffers from it, even on a bureaucratic basis. Germany still has this undertone of racism that they haven't really fully got, has not yet really fully gotten rid of. So yeah, that's one of the things I wish for the gay community is to be more cognizant of the fact that dating based on race is racist. That's it. That's probably the answer to the question. Dating based on race is racist. Date based on personality and body, I guess. And personality, body, and yeah, that's it. And that's one of those things that matter. Someone's race does not determine how much of a fit you're going to be, in my opinion. I mean, of course, there are some racial undertones when it comes to certain things, but yeah, just be, I don't know, this I've answered for a third time already, but just like, that's the thing, just to be more, understand, just realize that dating based on race is racist, and whenever you swipe left or right on a person, just because the skin color they have, you're committing a racist act. And a lot of people don't notice that. I mean, sometimes that's what the algorithm provides you, and if the algorithm is providing you that, then maybe your algorithm is sensing the racist undertones. Yeah, so I would say that.
Yeah, you're definitely right. Totally. Yeah, thank you. I think I have no more questions for now. Yeah, you wanna say something for the end or?
Well, danke for the Vorstellung und sorry, Leute, für mein Deutsch, und hoffentlich du kannst verstehen mein Englisch. Ja, danke schön auch.
Willkommen zurück von unserem Gespräch. Ich fand es unglaublich wertvoll und ich bin so dankbar, dass Jalen so offen und so ehrlich über seine persönlichen Erfahrungen redet, denn das ist so wichtig. Wenn wir aufhören, über solche Themen zu reden, dann haben wir eigentlich schon verloren. Herzlichen Dank nochmal fürs Zuhören. Und ja, es ist immer ein steiniger Weg zu seiner Identität. Aber ich denke, trotz allem lohnt es sich. In dem Sinne, become yourself.